The Seattle City Council Monday passed a budget package for the next 2 years. With it, council members hope to take on one of the city's biggest problems, housing affordability. KUOW's Paige Browning reports.
What to do about the high cost of housing? That kept council members talking for 2 months as they worked to pass a new city budget. Councilmember Shama Sawant called for building 1,000 affordable homes using money that's proposed for a new police station. But that idea didn't get support. Instead, Councilmember Lisa Herbold ushered through an alternative plan. She says it will pay for building 500 affordable housing units using bonds.
Realizing that we need to build today to meet the existing need and that building today is less expensive than building at future costs.
Sawant expressed support for Herbold's housing plan, but she critiqued the budget as a whole and voted no.
This year's budget, like last year's, fails to seriously prioritize ending homelessness. This year's budget, just like last year's, fails to seriously prioritize ending the housing affordability crisis.
She was the lone no out of 9 council members. Seattle's new budget also puts aside money to hire more police officers and more people to enforce the minimum wage. Mayor Ed Murray plans to sign the budget Tuesday. I'm Paige Browning, KUOW News.